And welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report. Steve Gill, Michael Patrick Leahy here with you. Rush Limbaugh goes on Hannity last night in a great interview. And one of the things he says is he thinks Republicans are going to keep the House, expand their base in the Senate. A lot of polls running around. So we thought we need to go to like the ultimate king of pollsters. And Pat Caddell is that guy.
We're joined now by my good friend, Pat Caddell, legendary pollster and political commentator. Pat, welcome to Talk Radio 98.3 and 1510 WLAC.
Hey, great to be with you this morning.
18 days to the midterms. Pat, what do you make of what's going on in the country right now?
Well, I think that the what's happening now, and I tuned in to Morning Joe this morning, and they're in hysterics. There's a political piece, apparently, this morning that says, it's a good chance the Republicans will not only win the Senate, but hold the House. And I think that may be a little premature, but I think that the numbers are moving in the way of the Republicans. And the reason is because you have to give it to President Trump. He is laying out a message that is very strong in the wake of the Kavanaugh thing. He is hammering the issue about whether or not you really want to have mob rule or not. And the chaos in, that the Democrats are promising to bring. This is not a message that, this is a message that resonates with voters, I think, who were quite disturbed by many voters, by the Kavanaugh confirmation aftermath or hearings and the aftermath and the people in the streets. I just heard Chuck Schumer talking about he's never seen more energy in the streets since the Vietnam War, which I find an odd comment. So I think that this thing is closing up. Whether it'll be enough, we'll see. The Democrats have raised a huge amount of money. The Republicans nationally, besides the president, are very slow yet still at nationalizing this message. And they've got some major things, and that I've seen is the concern over civility, the argument that, you know, the former attorney general, you know, Holder, will be kicking when they're down. And Rasmussen had a poll last week that showed that voters, even with their name not mentioned, have alone rejected the argument that we can only have civility if the Democrats win. They look and say that they think it's going to get worse. Well, then when you turn to the issue, you know, you've got, and what I mean, I think if everyone understood that Nadler has said flat out that the first thing they're going to do if they win the House is start impeaching Kavanaugh, impeaching Trump, and investigating this, doing that, and that they're going to, they're standing on immigration, which is a huge issue for people. Particularly the position of abolishing ICE or sanctuary cities, and in fact, I've seen numbers that show that that by a wide margin, people think that Democrats, when you test Trump's argument, that the Democrats are more interested in the protecting illegal immigrants, criminal immigrants, than they are the rights of American citizens. You know, it's a 20-point margin. People agreeing with that.
Pat, Steve Gill here.
How do
you separate, and is it possible in the polling that you're seeing, separate people's feelings about Trump, because some of them don't like him, and his policies? Oh, yeah. Because if you ask them about the policies, it sounds like they like the policies. They just have a problem with his personality.
Yes. Well, you know, that is the nature of midterms. Midterms usually are referendums on the incumbent party and the people who have any grievances, no matter how small or more propelled to vote. However, there are consequences, and it is the consequences. And also with the Democratic Party abandoning the center on issues like, they have health care, and it is a plus issue for Democrats, but boy, when you get into things like democratic socialism and you want socialists and you want Nancy Pelosi and you want, to repeal, do you want to do damage to the economy? The economy may not be working per se as a big issue, but it is a consequential effect. We saw this in polling. Rasmussen showed it a month ago, or more than 60 days ago, I think, which was that by huge margins, people believe that if the Democrats did institute impeachment proceedings, it would begin to damage the economy. Well, its economy is working pretty well for most people right now.
And steelworkers just getting a new contract with a 14% pay hike. Again, in these kind of union sectors where a lot of these battleground states are, these battleground house races, that's going to be an issue because those are the workers getting the bump.
Yeah, well, not only that, but the new trade agreement that no one said could happen with Canada and Mexico particularly affects workers in this country and in those countries, auto workers, for instance, and wages, they benefit. Those are having real impact, and it's a cross-cutting current against, on behalf of that's pushing back with those very sectors you're saying in the industrial state.
Pat,
a positive, yes.
Pat, this is Michael Patrick Leahy. So Newt Gingrich said this election will be about the caravan and Kavanaugh. And as you know, there are 4,000 Hondurans trekking their way up to Mexico trying to illegally enter the country. Do you think that caravan issue is going to play to the Republicans' advantage in the midterms?
Yes, I think that nothing could more center the concern about illegal immigration than that. And Trump has just been, you know, he's picked up that line about caravans and Kavanaugh and chaos. You know, and I think that you're seeing it on TV. And I'm sure most Americans are saying, wait a minute, what do you mean they're having a caravan to come here and illegally enter the country? And you have Democrats defending it, which is incredible to me why they would do that. And they're just really, I believe, on some of these things out of touch. And they don't have an answer, a message about the positives that are going to come. Their idea of a positive is to repeal, as Democratic platforms basically for this election, repeal everything that Trump has done relative to the economy. So you have to measure what the consequences are against people's unhappiness or particular dislike. Now, I think among a lot of Democratic areas, Trump is very unpopular. The question is what happens to independents. They seem to be closing up toward the away from the Democrats again and toward the Republicans. And look, there are many Democrats who are unhappy with the way that the party is going, including yours truly. And so I think these things are gelling at the moment, and the Democrats, of course, lack a national voice.
Pat, we're often told that all politics is local. It's also all visual. And as you point out, this caravan is very visual. We can see what's happening. The hysteria, the protests, the violence in these mobs, people can see it, and it has a big impact.
Scaring people. Look, there's nothing people want less than more incivility. And you see it. Look, you've had two Republican candidates in Minnesota, who were attacked physically, and you have other incidences where it seems to be being encouraged. You have, driving out Ted Cruz from a restaurant and his wife, things that people find that bother them.
Doesn't look well visually. Pat Caddell, the great pollster. Thanks so very much for joining us here on Talk Radio 98.3 and 1510 WLAC. Will you come back sometime, Pat?
Absolutely. Be glad to.
Thank you, Pat.
We'll be right back with Dr. K's Friday football forecast. One of the big games of the weekend. We'll get through them with Dr. K in just a moment.